So long, heaven, everyone. Answering for Pierre for Shabbos Kol HaMayed and the upcoming Hashanah Ramesh Pia Teres. And since I apologize for my delay and thank my dear friend Yashiel for reminding me to make. Is a theme of Malchus Hashem. Just as we start Tishrei with Malchus Hashem, so too, as we start every Akafa, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, Lo'ilam Vo'ed. I'd like to share with you an insight into Marin. We daven every night, and we say something fascinating. We say that Hashem Yimlech, Lo'ilam Vo'ed is a Nusuog, a Shira Chadasha. Right? We say, when we daven, Shira Chadasha Shibchu B'yulim, Shimcha Agav Asas Hayam, Yachad Kulam Haidu V'michu V'aru Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vo'ed. So we refer to the Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vo'ed Shir, which is the last part of Adi Hashir, as the Shira Chadasha, a new song. Now, I don't think that the whole Shira is a new song. But a few minutes earlier, we say, Moshe uvnei Yisrael, lecha anu shira, b'simcha rabba v'amru chula mi'chamaycha ve'elam Hashem. Ikum mi'chamaycha, a plain shir. A shira, a plain, very chashur, but it's not a shira chadasha. And then, a minute later, after we say mi'chamaycha, we say, shira chadasha shikhu gulim, Hashem yimaych le'elam v'ed. Why is that a shira chadasha as opposed to an ordinary shir? And the answer is an important one. It has to do with the theme of these days. You see, Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vo'ed is always a Shira Chadasha. Whenever you say it, Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vo'ed is being appealed to Malchus Hashem going forward. It talks about the Asidus of Malchus Hashem. It's always a Shira Chadasha. And therefore, Shira Chadasha Shibchu Gulim. After everything that happened to Mitzrayim, and the whole of Yashir, the last sentence of Yashir is Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vo'ed, it's a new song. It's a song pledging in the future to recognize Malchus Hashem. And that's why it's the theme. As we finish the Yom HaMeirayim, we head into the winter. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we say in every Hakafa, Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Vo'ed. I'd like to share with you a second thought regarding Simchas Torah. As you well know, one of the most famous kashas regarding Simchas Torah is why the Simchas Torah Yomtiv is not on Shavuos. After all, Shavuos was Kabbalah HaTorah. Shouldn't Simchas Torah, the joy of Torah, be on Shavuos? Why is it on the other end of the year? I once saw from Rav Moshe, who says, I can't. There is no time of the year that's specially dedicated to Torah. Torah is all year round. And therefore, Shavuos is on one side of the year, Simchas Torah on the other. To show there's no special time for Torah. There's no special makom for Torah. Hasina is not known to us. And it's a beautiful teretz. I'd like to share with you another teretz. Recently, my wife and I had discussed a rare occasion of successfully letting the shidduch. Naturally, after the shidduch was completed, we received shabchanos, which was very nice and very generous, and we were very happy. 3 months later, right before the chasna, we received shabchanos again. Why do we receive shabchanos again? So the shabchan said, you know, when they got engaged, we were very happy. But now that we know the chasna for 3 months, we're even happier. We're much more joyful. We have a different measure by which to say thank you. The same thing is true about Simchas Torah. On Shavuos, we got the Torah. We received the Torah. We're thankful for the Torah. We know it comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom. But months later, we say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, now that we've been able to learn the Torah and live the Torah, we have a second opportunity to say thank you. In life in general, we have to remember to do that. A baby is born, we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Yitzhak Hashem, when he's there, years later, to have nachas from the child, you have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom once again for the birth of the child, for the gift of the child. many of the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us are that way. And so that will be an explanation of why Simchas Torah is later, is after Shavuos. Based on this, perhaps you can have another insight into Shira Chadasha Shabku Ge'ulim al Sasayam. When Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they also thanked the Rabbeinu Shalom. There was a constant thanking of the Rabbeinu Shalom. But after Kriyas Yamsuf, and Klal Yisrael saw Kaviyachol, the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Hashem Yimlech Vayvav Vo'ed, which they had already acknowledged in Mitzrayim, was a Shira Chadasha of Hashem Yimlech Vayvav Vo'ed. It was a new song of Hashem Yimlech Vayvav Vo'ed, the same word. As life goes on, and we have the maturity to see in our lives around us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates everything, we need then to see, to recognize, to acknowledge the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today is Thursday. It may not feel like Thursday because it's so close to the Yom Tov which just passed. But it's Thursday again tonight at the Mishmar. Here in our sukkah at the Agudah of Madison, we'll be celebrating the seal of the first parak. Even if you have not previously attended, and certainly if you have, please join us for a gala, Siyam, Mishmar, Simchas Beis HaShieva, which will have some of the food, which is typical of the Simchas Beis HaShieva, the extra food for Yom Tov. And instead of the music, we'll have the music of a Kol Torah, of people sitting and learning. It's a beautiful Simchas Beis HaShieva. Wishing one and all a meaningful Yom Tov, a wonderful Shabbos, a Simchas Torah that's a true joy, and Yitz Hashem, like they say, a good preparation for a good winter of serving Hashem. A good Maya to one and all.